for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist, something corporate. Our good friends.
They have
something corporate in here tonight.
Pleasure to be here.
Brian, William, and Andrew, I got a cold.
That's nice.
Yeah. All right, but feeling good. I'm trying to get a cold pill happening here. I'm sure it's coming. It's amazing. You'd think there'd be some of those floating around here, all the
Hands
drugs and
it.
Radio stations. Yeah,
you get some cocaine, you can't get Sudafed.
See what we can do. The CD is called North. It's coming out tomorrow, right?
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, these guys are going to be on Jimmy Kimmel Live tomorrow as well.
Yeah.
You guys haven't done that show yet, have you?
No, this will be our first time.
Where are you playing? Playing outdoors in the lobby on the stage? Oh, outdoors.
We're doing the outside stage.
In the back. Oh, that's a nice little tip of the hat.
Yeah, we're psyched. It's going to be fun.
We're just talking. We heard there's an open bar.
Yeah.
It's been rumored.
Looking very forward.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's big. It's a whole parking lot. Well, Drew, you've been out there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's great.
Place
that's
fills
not
it up.
The open bar's in the front, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
great.
In the bottom and Chip.
Well, we
the whole place
the
is an open bar.
The whole theater, yes.
Yeah. All right, so you can look forward to seeing something corporate on there on Jimmy's show tomorrow. These guys are going out on tour. No, wait, they're done with their tour.
Well, actually, we go on the 28th, we leave for a headlining tour for a couple months there.
That's what I was saying until Drew cut me off.
You were just out with Good Charlotte, right?
Yeah, we went out with them for a few weeks.
Good people, Good Charlotte.
That's why I cut you off, Adam, was to make that point.
I can't, I'm angry at the sun, I'm angry at God. You guys just got back from New York, it is so goddamn hot in this city, and it's sort of... I just realized, because it was about 102 today, which is hot, but if you grew up out here, it's not that hot, not by summer standards, but I realized I put on my winter coat, you know what I mean? Like, I start growing my back hair and ass hair, I got a fine layer of blubber on me.
You stopped shaving it.
Metabolism started slowing down. I started going into, like, what happens to bears when they hibernate. I started loading up on salmon, and I was really, I was focusing, you know, I was making the move toward the cave, and then all of a sudden, pow, someone put a magnifying glass in front of the sun, and now I'm miserable.
Yeah.
Like, I'm walking around... I'm talking to myself. Like, I'm walking to the car, and my mouth is moving. Like, God damn it, what's going on? What did I do? What is this? What's the meaning of this? How do I get to the bottom of this? And I'm angry.
Talking to myself, yes.
Yeah, and everything anything that's hot is bothering me, and I go to my house, and the air conditioning's broke down, and I'm melting, and the fan's blowing, and I'm going insane. You guys these guys are from Dana Point, which is really, it's like the biosphere. It's like a constant 72.
We think it's so nice to come home from Albany and come into, you know, summer again, it feels like.
It's like just feeling the heat actually felt good getting off the plane, but I can see how it could get old after a few days.
I got off the plane in Orange County.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So you can't
complain about
it. It's
a little bit cooler.
Like, my fantasy is for you guys to bring a hefty bag full of Albany weather in, and I can just stick my head into it.
Don't want any
duct tape around my neck and then die.
You know, happily
die. So satisfied. The look of content on my face.
the Albany weather sucked. Oh, it was miserable.
Yeah. But can't we have
somewhere
a
in the middle.
Drop of rain? Like, can't we have some weather? Can't we have I'd like to see some lightning. You know what I mean? I'd like to see something.
We haven't had it in about 5 years.
It's just nothing.
Yeah.
A little wind, a little lightning, a tree fall over, maybe a farmer's house gets swept away. I'd like to see something true. True, you got to sock your mic every night.
You've made him angry.
Right in the middle of one of my weather jags.
I was excited.
All right. Well, what are we talking about with something corporate? We're going to hear something off the new CD again called North and just a couple of few. All right. Cool. What are we missing? We going to the phones?
Yeah.
Am I boring you, Drew?
Yep.
Okay. No one ever answers that way, but you should. Like, you know, when you're yawning, people will go, "Am I boring you, Mr. Carolla?" And you're, yeah, as a matter of fact, obviously. Hence the yawn. Jeremy?
Yeah.
You're 15.
I am 15. Now, Adam, if you're feeling hot, I think you should try one of those, like, those back misters that goes around your neck.
Oh, yeah.
You know
Do
what
those
I'm
things
about?
Work?
Well, I tried one on, like, there was someone at, like, Kmart or something like that. It had, like, a display model. And yeah, it was, you know, okay.
But don't you feel like an old person whose doctor has warned them about having a possible stroke or seizure, like when you're going out with stuff on? You know, like those Mexican women who walk out with the umbrella, dragging the grocery cart. Like, at a certain point, haven't we evolved past that?
Maybe, you know? In the privacy of your own home.
Yeah, all right, Jeremy.
All right, Jeremy, what's up?
You're bothering me. What's up?
All right, I wanted to ask you about the bases. I know you've explained it a few times, but I'm a little, I don't know, I'm a little iffy on it. I just want to hear your input. Because I respect you guys a lot.
Well, the first base.
Diamond.
Yeah, first base is kissing, right? Kissing,
making out.
Maybe some heavy petting.
Second base.
I think a hand.
You can grab the torso.
You can put a hand on the thigh.
Maybe the thigh.
Yeah.
You could also stand up, Drew. Let me.
No.
You could also clasp your hands behind their back and the small of their back, but no cheek grabbing.
Right. No. Okay.
I think we can all agree that second base is a dry anal rape. Right, Drew? Yes. Okay.
I'm good with that.
Third base is that's where you actually defecate on the corpse and use the fecal matter for lubrication. And then
that's what I remember from elementary school.
These are like the prisoners' bases.
Home run is augering out the ear with a inch and three quarter drill bit and actually going for the skull.
All right, one more thing. Me and my
friends. Okay, so there you go. It's changed a little since I was in high school.
It's a little different up this way.
It's a little different, yeah.
We got a little debate here. Which base is the whole boner territory?
The what?
The boner territory. Is it second or is it third?
I used to...
I'll have one on the way to first.
On the way to first. Yeah. I've gotten a boner just talking on the phone, God's sake.
You're leaving the batter's box with that, I believe, right?
Oh, yeah, you're on deck.
You're entering the batter's box
with a boner.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean it's the boner base?
Well, the boner, I mean, really lift off, you know? That's not what I'm talking about. I mean, would you say first or second?
Well, what are you talking about?
It's kind of subjective,
man. I mean, what are you thinking?
No. I'm just no.
Just wear it proud, man.
Sometimes just watching the game on TV.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Nice.
Yeah.
I
don't know what your question is. You can have a boner in gym class, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, what is...
All right, I'm tired of Jeremy. Start off with the neck cooler. Now he's on the pain in my neck now. All right, so we've straightened out the bases, right? Yeah. Once and for all? All right.
I think you got them down.
Yeah, I think that's it. Like I said, they've ratcheted it up just a little bit since we're in high school, but I think we can all agree on it. God knows where it's going to be when your kids are old enough to run the bases, Drew.
Oh, no.
Could be a 1.5-inch auger bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's going up. Yeah. Michael?
Hi.
Hey, hey.
Hey, Drew, Adam, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Great.
Something corporate, love your music.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it very much.
Diatribes. And Dr. Drew, love your book. I haven't finished
it
yet, but I love the story of Amber.
Thank you.
Basically, I wanted to ask a question about...
I need to go off about that for 1 second, Michael, because I've been so... You know, I read the goddamn reviews people put up on Amazon.
Yes.
Which, of course, you know how I am. It drives me insane.
Mm. Yeah, why do you do that?
I know, it's so stupid.
Why do you torture yourself?
But more importantly... It really drives me crazy when people don't understand the point of the stories I was telling. You know what I mean? They understand the
you're like
reason
Jesus.
I selected
you weren't
them.
Supposed to be understood and appreciated in your time.
Okay.
After you're dead, that's when that book's going to sell.
All right. As long as it does.
You want to kill yourself now, you'll help the family out.
You'll move it along, won't it? Move product.
That's what I'm saying. Give us some thought. Your doctor could be painless. That's all I'm saying.
Don't tell
me. You don't have to stab yourself with a piece of rusty rebar. Just you're a couple of pills away.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
It's good to say that.
I'm sorry, Michael.
Hi. Basically, I wanted to ask Dr. Drew about pearly penile papules.
Yeah.
Basically, what are they? I haven't heard you talking about those in a while.
Yeah, nobody's asked about those in a while. And they're basically little papules, usually around the head of the penis. They're symmetrically distributed around.
I had that.
They can also be down along the shaft.
I really did.
No, he really
they're basically
did.
Sebaceous. He really did. Yeah. They're sort of sebaceous glands. That
How'd you get them out?
They just went away.
Or they stay.
Well, yeah.
Or they stay.
I mean,
Bri's like, let me check.
I'm a bit embarrassed to say, but I mean, you can either kind of scratch them off, or they'll just go away,
or they'll stay.
Yeah. I thought they get more numerous as you get older. I read somewhere.
They can, or they can go away.
Mine went away.
Again, some people think they're warts because they're just the little sort of pearly looking little bumps.
But they freaked me out. I'll tell you that.
Wait, where do you get them from?
Just nothing.
Whores.
They've got a great name, I think.
Yeah.
They Pearly Penile Papules.
A lot of nice
name.
Poetry.
Alliteration.
No, alliteration.
What do you say? You scoop them out?
No, that's the Molluscum contagiosum. That's different.
How do you get those out?
That's you scoop out, and those are viruses.
Yeah.
You burn liquid nitrogen, that kind of thing.
Well, look, I think it's safe to say that sometimes you get like lesions and things that are dangerous on your skin, and then other times you get things that are almost like bubble wrap, where it's actually fun just to go at it. You know what I mean? And that's God's way. That's like Nintendo on your thigh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like once in a while,
Bio Nintendo,
little natural yeah, Nintendo.
I got like a little like I don't know. I haven't done it in a while, but I had like an old zit on my back or something where like
Sebaceous.
once every 4 months I could squeeze
toothpaste.
It and a toothpaste would come out of it. It was awesome. Nobody saw it. It didn't look bad. You couldn't tell. There was no danger, and it was just my little secret.
And you got to have fun with it every day.
It was a good time. Yeah. It was like someone just taking a Rubik's cube or an Etch a Sketch or something, just building it into you, like something to do.
That's sebaceous cyst.
Yeah. I gotta get me in. I gotta get another one of those.
Want to work one out for you? They're going to work.
Yeah, I don't know. Mine's like dried up or something. It's
damn.
Nothing's going. You want to see if you can find it? Or it's like it's dried up. Or
this is a little weird, Alan.
This is pretty entertaining right here.
It was something around here somewhere.
You guys can't see this, but it's...
Oh, no, it's definitely here.
Oh, that could be a new... That could be... Is that red?
Yeah.
Well, that's been there for a while, but that's not it.
The Rubik's Cube is back?
For a while. Yeah, Drew's on my back. What do you got there, buddy?
Doctor work,
hey, how about a reach around while you're back there? Can you see anything?
The rusty trombone.
Nothing?
No.
No. All right. No, that weird, like, zit thing, it's been there for, like, a month. Hasn't moved. It's not moving.
Take care of it.
Well, what is it?
Lance it.
Well, I can't. I can't get a good angle on it.
I got one.
Oh, you got a pin?
Oh, this would be good.
Yeah, have at it. If you can go get something, sure.
I want to get a video camera.
Drew,
it's really
like, what am I supposed to do with this thing? It's a little red bump.
I think that's your little toothpaste producer.
Nah.
I bet you.
Really?
Yeah, it's just sort of sealed up now.
And we'll get a pin. Let's have at that thing. You feel how soft my skin is? I get a lot of nice comments on that. I really do. The fellas especially. All right. Drew, I'll see if you can rustle up a pin. We'll answer
it. During the break. I'll get it.
Because here's the thing. What are you supposed to do? This has like a red mark there for like a month and a half, and it's not going anywhere. It's not coming to a head. There should be some kind of medication you could take called like Bring It On. Like there's so many medications that get rid of zits. How about one when a zit is sort of on the cusp for like a month?
Take
like,
it to its potential.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get it.
The worst is when they're underneath and they're like, you know.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, I think what that is. Drew, you think you can get that?
Mm.
Really?
Mm.
There's no white. There's no head on it, though.
But I can feel it's a little. It's got stuff in it.
There's something there.
Seems like there's a bit of satisfaction.
No problem.
Yeah. All right. Well, use like a ballpoint pen or make a shiv in shop class or something.
Doesn't radio stations don't have razor blades around anymore? No, it's because they used to splice. They used to do cocaine.
Yeah, that's where I was going with
We're going to work this out. We got a question for the band. I'm going to see if I can find a pin. Heather?
Yes?
You're 21?
Yes.
What's up?
I actually just had a question for something corporate.
Go for it.
What was the inspiration for the song, I Won't Make You?
You know what? Truthfully, with Josh, who wrote that song, isn't in the house today, so I don't think we can answer
love.
That
Love. It's
you.
About love.
Yeah, so I couldn't say for sure, so I apologize, Heather.
Okay, who is there?
We got Will, Brian, and me, Andrew.
You know who I am, don't you?
Yes,
Heather
I do,
Chicago.
Heather.
Okay.
Oh, hey, Heather, how are you?
You're fat.
Drew, please. You don't know that. She's playing the odds.
Well, I just wanted to say I absolutely love the new CD I've had.
Thank you.
Thank
you,
Heather.
How did you get it, Heather? I mean, it doesn't come out till tomorrow. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Well, we
called the RIA.
Now and bought it.
All right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
At
it's
midnight,
after.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's after midnight.
Oh, Heather.
There we go.
Nice job.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Heather.
Oh, no.
All right. Hey, good. Yeah, good times there, baby.
I was just kidding about the penis disease, too.
This is it's a good time to hear a song.
So I can go get a pin?
Yeah. Where are you going to find a pin around here?
Find one.
There's got to be like a safety pin or something.
Oh, yeah. Anything will work. Yeah, and I'm not picky. You don't have to sterilize it or anything.
Just pull a nail out of the wall.
Yeah.
I got some pretty sharp fingernails, you know? I mean,
yeah, well, that'll be last resort. But I don't know
if you're going to need... I mean, I haven't seen it. I wasn't over there. But a lot of times with the back skin, you can really get under it.
This one's been sitting in the same spot for like 6 weeks. Just a red mark with a little bump on it. It's almost like a superfluous nipple.
Oh, yeah.
I think I have a nipple on my back.
Maybe it's a third nipple.
All right, let's hear a song. We'll do the 28-day spot after we hear the song from Something Corporate. All right. This song is called Space.
Home, is this a quiet place where you should be alone? Is this where the tortured and the troubled find their own? I don't know, but I can tell this isn't you. Your cover's blown. Oh no, don't you dare hang up this phone. Hey, give me space so I can breathe. Give me space so I can sleep. Give me space so you can drown in this with me. In this place, lonely escapade.
Something Corporate, everybody. New CD is called North. It is out tomorrow. Producer Ann has brought Dr. Drew a thumbtack.
Yeah, and your man body's producing a little stuff on the skin here, dude.
Yeah. I'm a mess.
There's a medical procedure about to occur in the studio.
Hold on. Drew, shove me around. Okay. I got something on my back. I don't know if you call it a zit. Would you call that a zit?
It's a
sebaceous cyst.
It's a cyst? It's not that big, though, and it doesn't have a white head on it. Drew's sticking a tack in it right now.
Man.
Did you get it? Is it going?
It's twisting.
Oh.
Drew, is it pussing?
Not yet. It will.
It will? Oh. Yeah, when you hit my liver, it will.
Oh, my God.
Nah, that's good. Ow.
Oh, my God.
Is it in there?
Watch this.
What's going on?
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Is it juicing?
Wait, what's it?
Not yet, man.
What do you mean, not yet?
Does that hurt?
What's he been doing?
Try to do it without trauma.
Is that at all painful?
No. You got to stick. It's not like I'm
going
to fall asleep.
That's like stuff you learn in.
I don't have a boner, if that's what you're asking.
You're not on your way to first.
Yeah. All right. Ow! Oh, Jesus, where are you, Drew? That hurt.
What's the difference between a cyst and a pimple?
A pimple would have popped by now. Maybe a half hour ago. Drew, what is going on over there?
Hold on, relax.
All right. Did you get anything out of there? No, you didn't get anything.
We really need like a scalpel.
I told you, you're not getting anything.
Yeah. You pansy.
You might find some.
I could, though.
Yeah, I know you could. If I was dead, you just got a running start with that goddamn thing. What else? Drew, what are you doing?
Relax.
All right, but what? You're doing it with a thumbtack.
Yeah.
Drew, don't you have a kit in your car, for Christ's sake?
The black bag.
Ow!
Here we go.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Is something happening?
Let's see this thing.
Ow.
Oh, God.
Did he get it?
Oh, my God.
Did anything come out?
A little bit.
I told you.
Relax.
Now marked. Look at me. You know I like to go shirtless during the week. This is going to be humiliating at work. Ow. Ow.
Damn it.
Yeah, see, nothing.
There's a lot of red.
That's what I was going to hear your doctor say.
There's a lot of blood on that cloth.
All right, now I got the AIDS.
No, I do.
All right, I got to do it. Andrew has the AIDS. We both have the AIDS. One of us had it going in, but I don't know who it was. All right, where are we? And give me this thing. Drew, what do you got there? Did you get anything?
Taking a break.
No, you got nothing. You got nothing.
Very little.
That's what I'm saying. Oh,
thank you.
See, I'm very unrewarding to
you really
pot.
You make me mad.
Sorry, buddy. Take it out on my side. All right, let me just do this 28 days later promotion, and then we can see if we can find something sharper.
All right.
Here's the deal. Everyone who calls this show and gets on the air tonight will get a DVD of the horror film 28 Days Later, available on DVD October 21st. When is that?
Tomorrow.
Today? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Oh, it's today.
Coming up on us, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hour and a half.
It's got three alternative endings, and you'll qualify to win a room at the Hard Rock Hotel Casino in Las Vegas from the time you arrive until 28 days later. So, when do you arrive, Drew? Is that the winner will be drawn on the 23rd?
26th.
Oh, wait a minute.
Will be drawn, announced on the 26th.
Oh, announced on the 26th. Yeah, you go to the Hard Rock, you get the room for a month, basically. Right. 28 days.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good times, huh?
Hard Rock's a pretty good place to be for a while.
Just enough time for my back to heal.
Yeah.
All right, let's take ourselves a little break. Drew, I'm going to go look at myself in the mirror, and then I'm going to find an attorney. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Brian, William, and Andrew all here from Something Corporate. Well, it's the second time Drew has tried to lance something on my body, and both times, goose eggs. My palm.
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
Tried to put that small bore needle into my palm.
Very unsatisfying.
That didn't work out too good. Now this one, nothing.
I did get some fluid out of you, though, didn't I? Yeah.
A little
I wet
out.
My pants. I was in such pain. That's the only fluid you got. And a little semen.
Yeah, a little semen.
Because whenever you're being handled by another man,
something a little exciting about that.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, let's face it. We're human beings first. Yeah, I don't believe we're all, heterosexual, homosexual. We're sort of riding that fence in there. You know what I mean? Maybe I've said too much. But, I mean, Drew's not... He's not an ugly man.
No.
Did you see the headline today? A new study that they finally discovered that the male and female brains are genetically different.
Oh, really?
Really?
It's not just the estrogen and the testosterone.
It took them this long to figure that out.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Yeah. Multiple dozens of genes different.
Well, they couldn't find the female brain, could they? Was that
they
the
found
problem?
It. But what's amazing is that forget the fact that there are dozens of base pairs that were different in terms of how the brain is structured.
Right.
Then put it under the influence of these various hormones.
Right.
Yeah.
And then argue about whether men and women are different. Really? We have to have that argument still?
No.
Yeah. We have to have that discussion?
All right. Anyway, Drew got nothing out of...
I'll go after it again. I will.
Yeah, I know you will.
It's pretty entertaining.
You go out with a stapler next time.
You need like an X-Acto knife to really dig. You
need a scalpel.
Let's get one.
I tell you, there's nothing there. Yeah. Drew,
we got like an hour and a half
there.
Left. Let's get one.
Yeah.
Dan?
I'll be right back.
Dan, you're 24.
Yes. Hi.
What's up?
Hi, when I talked to the screener, I said it was my friend, but it's actually my neighbor's daughter, my neighbor's 15-year-old daughter. She's told me and my wife, we're 23 and 24, that she and her friends have been choking each other for fun to cut off their supply of oxygen to pass out.
Yeah.
That's nice. And you were like, hey, sweetness, your ball just came in my yard. We really didn't have to broach this. I just want to give you the Nerf back. It's kind of freaking me out. That's a nice conversation to have with your neighbors.
They're having it during sex?
No, we do hang out with her a little bit. You know, we play basketball with her on the weekends a little bit and stuff.
Sure.
So, how are they doing this?
When is she doing it?
How are they doing it?
With their hands. They're choking around the throat and... making themselves pass out briefly.
But not in a sexual situation, or just for
kicks?
I don't
think so. No, I don't think so.
Well, if they just cut it off a little too far, they'll stroke out, and that'll be that. So,
could you tell them not to do it?
Absolutely.
Out earlier, her. Actually.
What's I thought her yeah. going to tell her parents if she didn't stop.
You better
right?
tell the parent. You, Dan, listen, I think you have an obligation to tell the parents now.
Okay.
I really do.
Well, if the kid dies, it's not like Dan's going to get into trouble. You know what I mean? Like, no one knew. Secret's going to die with her.
Yeah.
It's going to go after Dan. I mean, I think he's cool.
I think Dan has an obligation.
Is this right. a new thing to you guys, or have you heard of this?
Oh, no. It's been around for some time.
What? I mean, are they doing that to... Is there some kind of buzz that you get off of that? Or?
Just yeah. pass out.
Yeah, you basically just get a head rush, and then eventually you start weaving it into the sex and right. the masturbation. That's
right.
next.
Right.
People die each year doing this.
That's right. crazy.
Yeah, more than die in airplane turbulence, but yet you don't hear any PSAs on it, Drew. Isn't that interesting?
We should form some.
Yeah. I would reckon to say that more people die with the autoerotic asphyxiation than they do from secondhand smoke each year.
I'd reckon you're right.
Would you say?
By a factor of 100.
Probably.
A couple, maybe even a factor of 1,000.
Well, if you think about it, it's probably it's not the kind of thing that's widely advertised. I mean, if you come home from work, you're a single mom, you find your 16-year-old boy hanging from the shower rod with his Cub Scout
not
belt around
about
his
it
neck.
Exactly, yeah.
yeah, you cut him down, and then you say he brodied in the tub and hit his head on the soap dish. That's where we found him. Semen traces? I don't know how that got there, but The point is it's not exactly making the paper. I guess how the Johnson boy died. But I would imagine that this happens
ironically.
More. Yes, Johnson. Thank you. Peter Johnson was a good man. Dick Johnson. Okay. The point is I'd say this happens maybe into the hundreds each year. Would you say?
Way more than hundreds.
Way more?
I mean, it's the point where I've been involved with maybe a dozen cases.
Wow. Really?
And when the law enforcement arrives, they just say, well, here are the characteristics of... Here's how we know it's not a hanging, not an intentional hanging. They know exactly what it is when they walk in the room.
You know what? Actually, if you wanted, now listen up, everyone who wants to kill a teenager. If you wanted to kill like a 17 or 18-year-old male, or hell, even up to their 20s, you would hang them. Then you just pull their pants down and spread some Nivea on their door.
Nivea.
Or whatever they would use. I just said Nivea. You know what I'm saying? I don't use
Nivea.
I pulled that up because I do improvisation.
You're going to get like a box of Nivea.
Yeah, they're going to be sending it to you.
Yeah, a little product placement.
product placement for Nivea.
Drew, seriously, if you wanted to kill somebody and you hung them, pulled the pants down, spread the Nivea on the
put
junk.
Put them in the right position again.
Put them in the right position, that law enforcement, and the parents wouldn't be like, well, we've got to look into them. No. Let's just bury them. Get them in the ground.
Leave that alone.
Yeah. Close casket. Let's get them in there.
Yeah. Right? They have to be
you
erect,
see like
though?
An outbreak tomorrow.
I don't know the erection actually remains.
I'd say that if they found them some hours afterward, it wouldn't necessarily need to be there. But if I got to give a corpse an erection in order to get off on a murder, then, you know, so be it. I'm just saying.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, you
got
to do what you got to do. I mean, let's be honest. I'm living on planet Earth. I don't know where you guys are living. What kind of fantasy land you guys are living into?
Years and years
in prison. Jack off a corpse once in a while.
Yeah, but still.
True, that would be a great way to kill somebody. Well, really, wouldn't that be good?
No, that's really smart.
It sounds very very diabolical.
Good. Thanks. Thanks. That's why I get the big bucks.
We'll be on The Sopranos.
Sarah?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you're 15.
Yes, I am. I wanted to know about weed. Ooh. Like a lot of adults say it's really bad, and they're always saying not to do it because it's just really bad for you. And then, like, a lot of the kids at, like, school, my high school, do it, and they seem totally fine. And so, like, I did it a couple times, too. I mean, and I know it's not good, but I just can't really find a reason not to. Like, I want to know, is it really as bad as they say it is or not?
Well, people are concerned that you're going to get addicted to it, which there is such a thing, but that doesn't happen to many people.
Like,
and
you can't get addicted to marijuana, though, can you?
Oh, yeah. And the people that get addicted, it's as though the drug needs to prime. They have to use it a few times, and then pow, it's the best. All of a sudden, this amazing experience. And when you have that, oh, my God, this is the best thing ever experience, you start doing that every day. And if you're not going to have that experience, The other thing that people are concerned with is when the brain is still developing, there is some evidence that it might interfere with the growth and development of the brain, even when used relatively infrequently. Not used at all. In other words, you know, I cannot tell you that a few exposures is going to do a damn thing.
Yeah.
But there is concern under the age of 18. After 18, yeah, it's probably the same as an occasional glass of wine if you're not addictively prone.
Well, look, here's the thing, too. Stupid people shouldn't be messing with weed because it knocks you down a notch.
Brings it down.
Yeah, I mean, it ratchets you down. Right. And they never talk about this in terms of it's just drugs good, drugs bad. Here's who. Right. You know, some people can do drugs. People that, for instance, don't have the addict gene can probably do drugs with some impunity, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a group that can do drugs. And then if you don't have the addict gene, and you're...
Ironically, if you don't have the gene, you're not so interested in it, though.
Yeah, but you still don't mind getting high every once in a while. Right. And if you're really smart, you can also handle ratcheting it down every once in a while. But Sarah,
yes?
You're just guessing?
That doesn't sound like you, baby.
Well, I mean, I'm not, like, doing it all the time. Like, actually, like, when people say, oh, yeah, I'm going to get high this weekend, it kind of really annoys me. I'm, like, thinking, why do you want to do that? It's not really that great, but...
Yeah, okay, good.
Well, to each his own, you know, don't do
so
it.
So you can see how that not that great experience is not something you
not,
can get it.
Yeah, like, when yeah, I'm with my friends, they'll want to do it, so I'm just like, what the
you're
hell,
having a
not?
Different... You're having a different biological experience than somebody who has a, oh, my God, this is the greatest thing experience. Yours is, it's no big deal. And that's not the addictive experience.
But also, it's not like it necessarily makes you stupid. It's just if you, let's just say, once a day for about 5 hours took a nap and didn't read a book and didn't do any exercise and didn't experience anything. Like, let's just say somebody puts you in a sensory deprivation chamber for about 5 hours every day.
So we know exactly what you're talking about.
Over the course of 15 years, you'd be a 30-year-old guy who missed out on a lot of stuff that other people were talking about. It's not that it made you dumb. It's just you didn't absorb anything during those years.
There actually is evidence that the growth and development may be altered.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem to me that these people just seem to be about 16 when everyone else is 28.
Well,
now,
that definitely happens at arrest development.
Yeah, you just sort of stop.
Yeah.
All right. They become like one of these bonsai plants, you know? They just trim them just the right way and they don't move. Whatever happened to bonsai plants? It used to be popular.
You used to see them for sale every
year. We actually used to perform with a bonsai plant on our stage.
Little cart things always had bonsai.
I'd like to make my move on a bonsai plant.
You could take care of
them.
Adam, you could take
care
of
them. We went to eat, and there was a guy cruising around actually selling bonsai plants out of like a satchel.
Again, it's an opportunity for Adam to sort of pretend that it's a big tree and bring your penis up alongside it.
Oh, yeah.
Just take a picture and go, look at it next to this tree.
This is a full-size sequoia. Watch me topple it with my nads. Look out! Yeah, do sound effects.
Set up little figurines right next to it.
Yeah, is that why old guys have like train sets, like the big detailed?
Yeah,
that's the psychological reason.
The balls could actually block the tunnel that the train goes through. Train sets. All right, where are we? Another call. What do we got to do? Do we got to do another? Do we have to do this?
28 days later. Yeah.
What's in it for us, by the way? What do we get?
We're good citizens.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You should get to go to the Hard Rock for a while, at least.
You've got that line.
One would think. Yeah, Jeremy?
Yes?
You're 22?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Well, when I was born, my parents divorced after about a year, and my mom remarried, and she didn't tell me until I was 14 that the man that I believed was my father was my stepfather until I was 14. I'm now with a girl who had a baby about 6 months ago, and her boyfriend left her. And I'm wondering if I should do the same thing, because that's all I know. I'm wondering if I should tell him that I'm his real father, and then later on, when I believe he can make the difference, let him know that I'm not his real father.
Kid's 6 months?
Yeah, 6 months.
6 months?
He might not understand.
Yeah, you got a few weeks. You're not going to have to pull the trigger till around Christmas time. I don't know. What do you think about that, Drew?
I don't know.
I'm all for lying to the kids. I got told stuff when I was a kid that was like, I wish no one had ever told me. I really do.
Like what?
Well, I got told when I was 14 that he wasn't my real dad, and I hated him. And then it took me about 3 years to actually even want to give him a call.
That might be a good reason not to do that, then.
Yeah, I just...
Yeah, and
how, personal experience there.
And how old are you? Is it 22?
Yeah, I'm 22.
You going to be around for another 10 years?
You're marrying this girl?
Yep. I consider him just like he's my own son. I've known her for about 3 years, and I've been with him since the father left, about 2 years after it was born.
All right. So, Drew, what do you think?
I think he ought to tell. I really do.
When? Five?
Just begin talking about it all along. Just... You know, just
your real daddy loves you so much. He's working on a shrimp boat in Florida, banging waitresses.
By the way, it's a male child, right?
Yeah,
it's a male.
Yeah, it's a male.
Yeah, they can handle it more. They're better
with the dad thing.
Yeah, the girls, you got to lie to them. My sister she went for the Easter bunny every year. She's 40 years old. All right, so listen, here's all you got to do. You just focus on being a good guy, and it's done.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
All right?
All right.
All right, Jeremy.
Good luck.
Yeah, but good times, all right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Calling from Alaska. What do you think he does in Alaska?
Ask him.
Jeremy. Dates. They probably hung up. What do you do in Alaska?
I work security.
Uh-oh. Where? What?
Anchorage.
What do you what do you got to guard there in Alaska? I'm wondering. Is there anything there to guard?
We guard the FBI building and Lockheed Martin and the FAA and.
Oh, really?
Some pretty high.
Sounds pretty serious.
Places.
Well, what's Lockheed got going over there?
I really don't know. We guard their the main building that they're settled in, and then we also guard a whole bunch of civilian accounts, different businesses who want us to lock their business or set the alarms or.
You get to carry a piece or just a pepper spray?
Yeah, 38 special.
Wow, yeah. There you go.
Carry pepper spray and handcuffs and the whole bit.
You got to step up, though, because that's not going to stop a polar bear. That 38 special. You need moose and polar bear stopping power up there, right, Drew?
Certainly moose. They walk around the street at Anchorage.
Yep. I saw a black bear about a week ago.
Yeah.
In the streets.
Yeah.
Wow. Is he whistling?
Right. It's time.
Cell phone. Telephone.
Time to go to work.
But the animals walk in the streets of Anchorage.
That's crazy.
What do they care? They're walking around going, hey, people walk in the street around here. I don't know. Polar bears in your garbage, moose in your front yard. It's the last frontier up there, Drew. We've said it many times. All right, we got to take ourselves a little break. Something corporate is here tonight. Well, Drew, do we got to do this 28 days thing again?
Yeah, we'll do it next break.
Next break?
Yeah.
Why don't you do it now? Let's say we did it.
All right. So from now through the 23rd, all callers you get on the show on Loveline that are over the age of 18 will receive a DVD of the horror film 28 Days Later with all the different endings. It will be available to everyone October 21st with, again, three alternative endings. And for those of you that do get on the air and do receive the DVD, you'll be put in a competition. And the name will be pulled. On October 26th.
I'm going to win that.
And the winner will win a 28-day stay at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Las Vegas.
And 28 days. You can pass it off.
One plane ticket to get there.
Yes.
And you can pass out to Adam and his hooker friends.
But if you get your loser friends there, you can bring 28 of them, and they can all stay one day. Yes,
no, they all stay 28 days.
All of them?
Each stay one day.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't say how many people can stay in the room at a time.
You can't put 28 people
probably
in the same room.
Probably five.
See, to me, it's about nationalities. Like white people, 2.5 max. Mexican, you get about 30 in there. Vietnamese, you get like 45 or 50. I got to see some credentials. When I see your nationality, that's the occupancy level.
We did my 21st at the Hard Rock, and Andrew slept in the...
I slept in the tub.
He slept in the tub. We had like 6 or 8 people in the room.
Really?
That's right. It was a wonderful
time.
It's actually, I think, one of the more comfortable places to stay in a hotel.
In the tub?
When the floor is an option, the tub you can set up.
When you're on a gambling
Andrew has slept in the tub quite a few times I've been around him, actually.
It happens.
He digs the tub.
It cradles the fetal position, you know?
Yeah. Depending on what
something
size.
Something about the womb, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, you sleep in a sort of fetus position on the side?
I'm like a face down guy, I think.
Oh, really?
Face down.
That's rough. Because you got to drain the tub at that point. If you're going to go face down, you drain it. Right, Drew?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, what about my autoerotic setup asphyxiation thing, where we make the homicide look like an autoerotic suicide?
You're gonna do that?
I got to try it on one of the guys.
Okay.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Something corporate here tonight. We'll be right back after this. Buddies, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Something corporate. In tonight, I was saying, Brian, William, and Andrew, I was saying to Drew, was it last week when I was refusing the flu shot that I never get sick? Remember that one?
Yeah.
All right.
And now you're sick.
Now I'm sick.
You wouldn't have this if I'd given it to you.
Oh, there's nothing worse than this godforsaken heat in this hellish valley of ours and being sick. It's just, I don't know, it makes it miserable.
Sick when it's hot is like the most uncomfortable thing.
It's weird,
exists.
But here's what you want. You want, first off, you want the world to be sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You want it to be raining and cold. You want to just pull the covers over your head and just sit around. You want it to almost be dark at noon. You know, if it was really dark outside and you're just sitting in your house and you just got the covers pulled up and you're just watching a DVD and that's it. But instead, it's melting, burning. And so you're sort of lying around sick, but you're hot and your nose is running down your belly because it's like everything liquefies at this heat.
Yeah, like melts your
just my nose is running. I got this parched throat. I got a sore throat. I feel like hell. I just want to kill myself, Drew. Maybe I'll do that
auto-erotic. The asphyxiation thing.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll set you up. We will not give you the erection, though.
I got to give...
You got to do it beforehand.
Do you want the erection?
I'd like the erection,
We'll work it out.
We'll figure that out.
You just set that up yourself, right?
Yeah.
It looks like there's a couple guys in the band who are ready to say it. I don't know.
Why don't you guys play some rock, paper, scissors or something and see who wins or loses, you know what I mean? All right. Drew, you want to take questions for the band, or are we going to five over here? Got some questions for the guys, too. Kelly?
Hi.
Hey, you're 16. What's up?
I have a question. When me and my boyfriend have sex, it starts to hurt.
Uh-huh.
How long before that happens?
I don't know. Sometimes it's different. Like, sometimes I can go and it, doesn't hurt at all, but, a majority of the time, just as the friction gets more and more.
How long before that happens?
Well, I can't give you an exact time. I don't know,
Well, in military time.
1 minute, 5 minutes, 30 minutes.
Well, not 5 minutes, probably after.
All right. Tired of her.
The point is, it's probably just going too long.
Especially if he's got a condom on.
Yeah.
It has a chance.
I don't think I've ever been as stupid as our callers are at any point in my life. I really don't, even five. When it's like, I have sex, and sometimes it starts to hurt after a while.
How long before it starts to hurt?
Girl.
We don't always have sex.
Yes, but when you do, how long before it starts to hurt?
Sometimes I give him a handy before we get started. It's like, really? We're asking the one question you would ask if you presented this problem to anybody. You don't want to answer that? And then you go, no, how long? Are we on a military clock or on a standard clock? What time zone are we in? I can't tell you exactly. Are we mountain time? All right, I'm going to yell at Kelly some more. Kelly? Baby doll?
She's pissed.
All right, she's mad now. You're a good-looking girl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not used to this kind of verbal abuse, are you? People are nice to you when they see you, right?
Usually.
Yeah, well, because they think they got a shot. But for me, I don't get to see anybody, so I can
treat everybody the same.
Yeah, I would kiss your ass if you were in the studio, I'm sure. All right, so look, you're going too long. I agree with Drew.
Yeah.
Okay, if it's too long, then
he needs.
I mean, we can't get off before that. So
we can't, or he can't.
Me neither.
You don't have orgasms.
We
anyway.
Means her and her
young
vagina.
Me.
How? What about some lubrication?
It bothers me.
Is the guy wearing a condom?
Huh?
He's wearing a condom, right?
No, I'm on the pill.
All right. How old
for
is
most
she?
Women, more than about 5-10 minutes, it's painful.
Thank God.
So, look, you're into what's normal, and you're demanding more of your body than you probably can deliver.
I don't know. Well, look, what's the big problem with the
age
lube?
Factor into that? She's only 16.
Yeah.
You think that's...
How he's
tell him to slow down, too. He's probably going too fast.
He's 19?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's up? That's a little old. What grade are you in?
I'm in 11th.
The 11th. And he's graduated?
Yeah.
He's off to junior college?
Not even.
No,
where's he
doing? Yeah, where's he working?
He works at Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo? Right. Drives a stagecoach?
Yeah.
parking, the parking.
It was just to run those Wells Fargo commercials, and they, the stagecoach. And I thought, is this supposed to instill confidence?
I quit banking
some
there because
drunken,
of that.
Drunken miner with a sawed-off shotgun looking after my money? Come on, Cookie! Did you guys step up and get some armored cars? We're still going to dirt roads here. Should you go ahead and put the money on an airplane and send it up north? You know, it's going to take 3 months for you to that stagecoach to get to Missouri. Or Missouri, as they would call it. All right. Now, see, you could tell Kelly was hot because hot chicks, first off, they don't have time for your shenanigans. You know what I mean? Like, you try to crack a joke, like, whatever. Yeah. They're not impressed. Yeah. They're never impressed. No. Nothing's ever funny.
And when you make fun of them, they're standoffish, that's for
right,
sure.
Right, right. And they act like you called them.
Yep.
That's the whole thing.
Right.
Let's say you got 170 years worth of experience in this. She's 16. She goes to some crappy high school in Burbank. Drew's a doctor. She calls, and... the clock's ticking. She doesn't have time for you. Just go, baby. I'm hot. Don't you know I'm hot? And I don't blame them. It's like, this is...
That's the world they live in, though. I mean, they're provided that.
No, we got to go to break, but I noticed this, like, in the animal kingdom, people know what they have.
Yep.
When you see a squirrel, and you come walking up your stairs, there's a squirrel there, they take off. They sprint. A skunk just stands there and looks at you. Just looks at you. You want some? I didn't think so. All right, I'm going to go back to my business. I'll just turn its back on you. Go back to its business. Doesn't even bother with you. It knows what it has. Yeah. Just a hot 16-year-old knows what she has. All right. Mm-hmm. Take a quick break. Something corporate in studio tonight. We'll be right back. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Brian, William, and Andrew are all here from Something Corporate. We're going to hear something off the new CD, which is out today or tomorrow, depending where you are and when you're hearing this show. North is the name of the new CD, and we'll hear another cut off it sometime in this break. We have a question for the band, though, for now. Sarah?
Hello?
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's
Sarah?
Up?
What's up, Sarah?
I love Something Corporate.
Awesome, thank you.
Yeah, I have a question. What was your favorite song on the new album?
Ooh,
I think we all kind of have a different opinion on that one, but I love this song that Andrew wrote called "She Paints Me Blue."
Is that William?
That was Brian.
That's Brian talking right there.
William, this is William. I really like this other song called "Only Ashes." It's just a really fun. It was kind of a hard song for me to play at first because I was just like totally out of my, out of what I usually do, and so it was really cool to adapt to that. And I really, really love the song now.
Yeah, I'm kind of partial to "Me and the Moon." I think is probably my favorite song on the record.
That'll be the song you'll hear.
Yeah, I think they're gonna play that later on in this break. But yeah, that song to me was just a really, really awesome song to write. Really. Kind of stretched me. I think, you know, as a band, we really came together on it well, which was pretty cool. So I think we kind of go, I think we all go different directions with our favorites on this record.
Why don't you guys argue? Like, if Drew and I came out the record and his favorite song was like,
Asphyxiation.
My cover of "Hell Is for Children" by Pat Benatar. Well, I probably
Bad of the Bone. Bad of the Bone.
Bad of the Bone. But sure. I would start arguing. We'd immediately argue, wouldn't we?
No, you would insist that I come over to your way of thinking about things.
Yeah,
we wouldn't argue. You would demand that I change
my
opinion.
We do our fair share of that off
right,
the air.
Because I'm right.
Yeah, we argue enough about so much stuff that I think we've kind of bred ourselves at this point to try and like steer clear of them because when you live as close to each other as we do, I mean, we tour like a good 10, 11 months out of the year, and you start a fight, and it pretty much never ends.
But
for us.
Sometimes
no
we argue just to pass
just
the time.
Yeah, yes,
you've talked for we've talked
being
about
kind
everything.
Of a hobby for us sometimes.
Yeah, guys do that.
Yeah. There's nothing left to do. We've talked about everything. It's like you sit around in silence, so you start fighting.
Sometimes you just pick the other side just for the sake of picking the other side.
Yeah, it's like philosophical conditioning, like Tibetan monks or something.
But then
sounds right, a lot like Tibetan monks.
Yeah, we're a lot like monks, really.
Half the arguments I end up having with my male counterparts is not that they're arguing with me.
Right.
Like
I
was explaining to somebody at work that there was nothing satisfying about running on a treadmill. And he's like, I disagree. I totally disagree. And I was mad at him for disagreeing, not because he had a compelling argument for why it was. I was just saying, how can you disagree with that comment? You're literally going nowhere running on a rubber belt. Yeah. That's satisfying? He's like, I find it satisfying. And I just realized now he just wants a spar.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd say we have a really good relationship at this point. It's like when we disagree, I don't even care anymore. You just got to go with the love and move on, you know?
Like Tibetan monks.
Right.
Correct.
Much like Brian's comment about Tibetan monks.
Steven?
Yeah.
You're 19. What's up?
Actually, me and my girlfriend have been seeing each other for quite a while now. And we were just both tested. We're both tested for chlamydia. And her doctor instructed her not to have sex for a while, and we are intimate. And I received other information from my doctor, and I was just wondering.
Wait a minute. You just because you've been tested or because you both tested positive?
Because I actually tested positive for it, and I believe she also has been. And I was just wondering if there's any reason, like, is it because I'm a guy and she's a girl that it's okay for me, or did I just, or is one of us getting the wrong information?
You would be okay in about 48 to 72 hours. Even if you're with a new partner, I would bet. I don't know that for sure, but I would bet that's accurate. And for her, they would probably want her to be on some form of pelvic rest because you can kind of, you don't know how bad the infection is. It can stir things up.
I'm going to try that.
Pelvic rest?
Yeah. I like that.
So, not recommended. So it's more for her that they'd be saying kind of take a week or 10 days off.
I was just kind of curious about
but
that.
But does she have it or not?
Yes, she does. And, all right.
Why do you say you think she, you know?
I don't know.
Nervous, man.
I'm on the radio. What do you want from me?
just accurate.
Poor guy. That's fair.
Fair enough.
Guys. I saw you guys at the Warped Tour of Ventura show. You guys.
Bye.
No, we just got complimented. Of course, you had to swear during it. No, hey, thanks, man.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Good luck to you.
They kicked ass. That's what I said. Effing kicked ass. Mm. All right, let's talk to.
Unacceptable.
Where are you going here, Drew?
How did you guys get that?
It's on a delay.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. How did they get the clap, the two of them?
I actually think it was a bogus call, I guess what he's maybe building the case of is somehow that either he cheated or she's had it for a long time and they didn't know about it. Something.
Okay.
It was very unclear what he was.
Steve.
Yes.
What's up? You're 25.
Yeah. First off, I'd like to say, hey, Dr. Drew, read your book. I thought it was absolutely outstanding.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that.
No problem. And I can tell why you wanted to do it well is because you put a lot of yourself in that book, and it shows, and it's really great.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
All right.
I really picked the stories very carefully in terms of making points about how humans work, so I hope that'll come across.
It really did. I don't know much about addiction, and I thought the book was great, and I learned a lot. So.
Great. Thank you.
But my question actually was that about a month ago, there was a hard kind of almost, I'd say, calcium deposit at the base of my shaft of the my penis. And I was kind of wondering what that was. And just a week ago, it went away. And I wanted to know if that was good or bad.
Do you have them anywhere else, calcium?
No. It's old injuries have had calcium deposits, but not anything. It just sort of popped up on its own.
Probably traveling to your brain, and you should be having a stroke any minute now. Hold on a second. 10.
2, 1.
No. What are we at now? 5?
4.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Drew would have gone at it with a thumbtack if it was still there, by the way.
Steve,
I also remembered. Hey, Adam.
Yeah.
I really loved it how you did that one thing where you... you give the price to visit people on the weekend, you know, and you kind of go up and down based on how the call goes.
Oh, yeah. Remember that?
No.
We did it one time. Here's what we try to do. We try to avoid doing anything that was entertaining or successful more than once on this show, and usually we just forget about it.
But, so what's he talking about?
Well, remember that time? It wasn't that long ago. It was a couple of months ago. Some girl called, and she was like calling from Seattle or something. I said, you know, I'm going to come out there, and I'll come out there and see you, and I'll come out. She wanted to meet me.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, I'll come out there for like $1,000. And she and I was like, and then I don't know what happens. Like, how much you weigh? She's like 165. It's like, all right, $1,300. and then it's like, but I love oral. All right, now we're down to $1,100. And we just kept moving the price around for everybody.
Right. So did you go?
Yeah, I went out there, banged the bejesus out of her.
$800.
That's how I got that lump on my back. A piece of the nail broke off in me.
Steve, the only time, this may or may not apply to you, the only time I've seen a patient that complained of this kind of thing that where it went away was actually a clotted vein in the penis.
Yeah.
Sometimes that can happen. And if you got anything going anywhere else, it's worth having a hematological workup because it really shouldn't be happening. So.
All right. Let's see if we can, well, Larissa's only 16, but we could still do it, right, Drew? Larissa.
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yep.
Big fan of the band, are you?
Oh, man, I'm a huge fan. I give my virginity to you guys. I love you so much.
Oh, you're a virgin?
Yes.
I just dropped $500. I was going to come out there for grand. Down to $500 now.
Oh, well, I have a question for you guys.
Well, wait a minute. Are you living at home?
Yeah.
Well, okay, we're back at $800 now. Do you have a car?
Yeah, I actually do.
Your own car, or you can borrow your stepmom's.
Oh, no, I don't have a stepmom. My mom and dad are together.
That's a push. We're still at 800. Yeah. You have your own wheels, though, yes?
Yep.
All right. You pick me up at the train station. You're out in San Dimas?
Yep.
All right. All right.
Do you have a big back seat?
Yeah. Hatchback, full down seat?
SUV.
What kind of ride is it?
Oh, it's an IS300.
A what?
What is that?
A Lexus.
Oh, yeah, Lexus 300. Oh,
it's a little, but
you got money, right? Family's got money?
You could say so.
Yeah, okay. All right, we're down. We're down to like 375.
No way. She can afford it. $1,000 at least.
Oh, come on. Yeah, but you see, I punish the peep the have-nots, and I reward the haves. That's part of the deal, because she's classy. Like, your dad's a lawyer or something?
Oh, actually, no.
What is he? What's he do for a living?
He's a shoe salesman.
Oh, now we're going up.
He doesn't sell it at a store. He's a retailer. So.
Retailer.
He's a middleman.
Supplier. Can he get me a deal on some like PF Flyers or some penny loafers or something?
Yeah, Flyers?
Maybe some Bruno Mullins.
They still make PF Flyers?
Yeah, I don't know what the kids are wearing these days.
They're not wearing PF Flyers.
All right, ask the band your question.
Well, my question is, I wanted to know what space is about. Like, what was the meaning behind it?
As I understand it, through Josh, pretty much it was a song that he wrote about frustration of just I think he was coming home after a tour, and kind of the idea of being around people that you care about, but somehow the frustration kind of still manages to get to you, and you kind of sometimes need to walk away and get out of that situation, even if you are happening to be with people that you care about.
Yeah, even if you really really care about them.
Oh, really? It's not a love song?
No, I don't think so. I think it's definitely applicable in that sense. I'm sure, but and I guess in a sense, yeah, it's about love, but not. I don't think as far as a relationship.
Whatever
goes,
Larissa wants it to be.
Yeah, whatever it means to you. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I love your guys' songs.
There's some sort of band training school.
Thank you, Larissa.
Band training school.
What's that? Yeah, but these guys
where they would dish out the cliche like, oh, it's
whatever
it means
you want.
To you.
Whatever,
we learned that at PR camp.
Yeah. Thank you, Larissa.
Lou Pearlman told us.
we were trained well by Lou.
Yeah.
Christina?
Hi.
All right, let's see if we can work this. You're 18. Yeah. All right, you're calling from Arizona.
Yes, I am.
Okay, we're at $1,000. What part of Arizona?
Actually, it's Gilbert. It's kind of a town right next to Mesa, like about half an hour from Phoenix.
$1,200. That's a good cab ride. Yeah. We're at about $1,250, I'd say.
Yeah.
A small town. Okay. How tall are you?
I'm 5'8".
5'8"? Okay. We're
How hot is it there right now?
What's the temperature over there? We're down to 1,100, by the way.
Today it was like 104.
Oh,
you're up.
You were complaining about how hot it was.
$2,200. $2,200.
At least it's a dry heat out there, though. It's a little drier, though. It wouldn't be as miserable, I don't
think. I'm giving you off-season prices, by the way. These aren't holiday prices, okay, where I get the rush. And you're 5'8". How much you weigh?
105. I'm really skinny.
Ooh.
Drop it.
I don't know. That's a push. How's the rack doing? It's hard to have a rack at 105 and 5'8".
No, I don't. I have small boobs, but they're cute.
Okay, we moved up to 23. Yes. 2350. Are you living at home?
Yes.
All right. College. Going to college. Where at? Junior college?
Yeah, Chandler Gilbert Community.
Okay, now we're 28, 2875. Yeah, junior college, really. That's what pushes it. That's what puts me out of range for most young people. All right, well, ask your question.
Okay, I have two questions. One for Coco and one for
Hold on, we're at $3,000 because I don't like the two questions.
Okay, well, sorry.
All right, go ahead. Oh, you apologize. No, you apologize. We're back 28.75. Go ahead.
Okay, the first one is for Sunday Corporate. Okay, one, you guys are the greatest in the whole world.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Down to 2,600, I like to be.
Ask my question.
Now we're 32.50 because I don't need
Take
that.
It easy on Adam.
I don't need a Weisenheimer. I'll tell you that.
I've been watching you guys since you were on MTV, so come on.
All right, cool. Keep going.
Okay, why is I love Letters to Noel, Calico Tunnel, Wait, Spin, all those? They're
oh man, here we go.
Okay, why aren't those on any albums? Is there any reason? And are they going to be on like later albums?
I would doubt it, but I think for us it's just like when we put out a record and you kind of put out songs at the time that you conceive them and you record them and that's kind of how it goes. And I don't know, to rehash a lot of old material that you're not really connecting to at the time, it doesn't seem like the best way to make a record that seems to actually say anything important. I love those songs too.
But we really get excited about our new stuff, and that's really what the way we feel, the way we are, and the way we're playing at that time. So to go out and put something old onto a record is kind of
Well, plus you already heard them. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like you already have them. So you know the songs. I think that's kind of the point. It's like if they're already out there and they're floating around and people care about them, I think to us is, let's move on and do the next thing and put some new songs out.
And thank you. You've obviously been a fan for a long time.
Yeah,
thank
you.
Definitely a fan. Yeah, and your new album's so good. I've been listening to you on your website. You have like that little clip at the corner.
Yeah.
Like a minute and a half each song. I'm like, yes, I listen to it every day, like 50 times.
thank you.
You only, really nice. There's only a few more minutes until you can get it.
Yeah,
so.
You can go out.
Also, on a side note, we may be playing Wait on this tour. So when we come through, you'll probably see us earlier in the day. We'll be hanging around. Ask us to play it, and we may.
Okay, I'm so excited. So format's with you guys too. I love the format.
We're 2,900 now, Christina.
Yeah. What's question two? You have a chance to lower your price.
Yeah. Do you have an eating disorder?
No.
No. Okay, I'm going to actually raise the price on that. I find the eating disorder gives a low self-esteem where they tend to put out.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Okay, so what's your other question?
Okay, my other question is, I'm looking into taking Debo.
Yep. Oh, down to 2,300.
What's Debo? I'm sorry. Yeah,
Depo Provera shot. First month, Adam should be bleeding constantly.
Oh, now we're back up to 33.
So go ahead.
I know a lot of people that didn't happen to.
It's pretty common. Pretty common.
True. I got to come with a price here. So which is it?
My best friend's taking it, and I know some people say that it really messes them up. But for her, she's never had any problems with it whatsoever.
Yeah. Some people.
Can she hang out with us when we're there?
Some women.
I could really give you a break here.
Why do you want to go right to the
special?
Look, you sound like a responsible person. Why do you want to go right to the shot? Why don't you go to the combo pills and?
Well, the thing is, I mean, I consider myself responsible, but honestly, the shot is so much more effective.
It's not more effective. It's just you don't have to worry about taking anything.
Well, yeah, and I know me, and I would miss it like a day, or I just.
All right, well, that's not good. How about the patch? What about the patch?
I was going to ask you about that because I was looking.
I think
Depo and the
patch. My concern is that when you really have not been exposed to hormones before and you really don't know how your body's going to respond, going right to the progesterone, unless you are really can't rely on yourself. There's lots of side effects of the progesterone. There's definitely lots of bleeding and then no bleeding, lots of mood disturbances, sometimes acne,
True. Hold on a second. I got to get a calculator now.
But she's not going to take that. She's going to take the patch, which is the combo.
The mood swings are terrible.
Yeah. A little better, the combo.
I tacked on $80 for the I know me line. I don't think that might get old if I'm out there.
Because you're going to have to wear the patch all day long? Is it
Yeah, you wear it for a week, right?
Week, 3 weeks out of the month.
All right, babe. Christine, we're at 2380 now. Again, that's the best I can do. That's off-season. I don't get all the money. I have an agent that's going to take 10% of that.
She doesn't know what she's buying yet. Man. What are you giving her?
You know, weekend. I'm yours. Whatever you want. You pick me up at the airport.
Oh, you know what I wanted to tell you? The man show sucks now.
Oh my God,
it sucks so bad now.
Down to 1,200.
Looks like you earned some points on that one.
All right, baby doll. I'll pencil you in. I'll try to get you in before the holidays. All right.
Thank you very much.
Bye. The really irony that I love is ask her what she looks for in a man. A sense of humor. That's your number one.
Yeah. Christina?
Yes. What do you look for in a man?
What do you look for in a man?
Someone who's tall.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's tall.
That's
good.
Good.
That's good.
Taller. I'm really skinny, so I don't really like really skinny guys.
How about a hairy ass?
Who doesn't love a hairy ass?
Very nice.
Big cyst on his back. It's a nice. Makes a nice. Yeah.
By the
landscape.
Time Adam's out there, his cyst will be gone. So don't worry about that.
It was fine, by the way, before Drew got to it. All right, let's hear a song from something corporate, shall we?
Fair enough.
Yeah, we have just enough time to squeeze that in. This is
squeezing again
off the new CD North, and it's called "Me and the Moon."
No, I mean.
I'm so
a CD.
Is that cello?
Yes, a few of them.
That's nice. Was that song arranged? I mean, is that an orchestra?
We actually, there was a guy, there's a guy named Paul Buckmaster who we got, he actually did work on the last record, and we did a little, we did more stuff with strings on the last record. He actually put together like a 26-piece, like symphony, did a whole thing on a few of the songs. And on this one, it wasn't really the vibe of this record, so we brought him in and he did like just a 3-part cello thing on two songs actually back to back in that in the middle of the record and did a really cool thing.
Is that expensive?
You know, it can be. He was pretty amazing for us just because he liked working on the project last time. So I think he worked with us. I don't really know. I try not to pay attention to how much money we're spending when we go into the studio, because I'm sure it can kind of be boggling. But he's pretty incredible to work with, though.
I always think it's funny, like once in a while they do that production where Molly Hatchett's on there with the Chicago Philharmonic or something, and there's that Korean woman who's got the Coke bottle glasses and she's playing the cello, and you're thinking, what the... Does she know where she is right now? What's going on? Like, you think she knows whatever band is up there in front of her? Or is she just looking at the sheet music? And how is she explaining this when she gets home? And how's all this working?
You attend any string session, and it's pretty amusing just to watch. I mean, they have like all these string. They have like string humor. Like you'll walk, they'll be talking about like their rosin or something.
It's just worlds colliding. They don't even. It's just
super nerdy.
And their union. Their union, it's the worst.
Well, yeah. I mean, some of them are actually really cool. But then there's other people who just kind of, they're doing it.
They're pretty dedicated. It's their.
We're going nerd. Yeah. Drew?
Yeah.
Nerd?
Yeah.
Do you play anything, Drew? What do you play?
Instrument?
Yeah.
Piano.
Oh, really? That's nice. I'll bring that in sometime. Play that for us.
That's pretty dorky.
It's pretty nerdy.
What?
Sing, too, remember?
Easy.
Oh, wait.
Well done.
All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break, something corporate in studio night. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. Something corporate's in studio tonight. Name of the CD is North. Going to be on Jimmy Kimmel Live tomorrow night performing out in the parking lot. That's the big venue. It's good times over there.
Should be fun.
Yeah. So I guess... if people want to go see the show, they figured that out already, right? I don't know how that works. They get big crowds.
My mother told me it was sold out today. In quotes. I don't know exactly what that means, but I guess what they do is
you send in like an email and then they send back your invitation or something like that. So I know they've done it, but I mean,
it's a big crowd.
Show up. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like there's always a chance that somebody will drop out. You know what I mean?
Do they pull the indoor audience?
Come down.
Do they pull the indoor audience outside?
No.
They have a separate audience outside.
I think
500 people out there.
There's 500 people inside too. I didn't know whether you filed them out.
There's like 175 people inside. They get a big crowd out there.
Yeah,
get up on the roof.
Cool. We're gonna be the one band that plays. There'll be like 30 people standing in front of the outside stage.
Old Hesher.
One guy going,
"You suck."
We'll be getting heckled the entire time. Telling us to play Freebird covers.
Skinner.
Jason.
Yeah.
You're 24.
Yep.
What's up?
First, to ask something corporate a question, real quick.
Yeah, what's up?
Sure.
I'm curious as to your influences early on, as far as anything indie or anything.
Early on, I started writing when I was nine, and I was listening to like Billy Joel and Tom Petty and Bob Marley and things like that. Later on, I started getting into like Counting Crows. Their first record was a record that I really got into, and then later on, Weezer, Green Day, bands like that. And obviously the list goes on from there. I couldn't even begin to say. We got a lot of classic rock guys.
Yeah, we're all big classic rock fans in our band. Beatles and Pink Floyd. I was a big Smashing Pumpkins fan when they were on an indie.
Thank you.
I'd like to see Green Day live again. I really love them live.
We just caught something on TV the other day of them live, and it was incredible. And it was
really great live.
It's just amazing.
Yes, and I'll tell you what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that Green Day's cooling down just a little bit. Yeah. That
bring them back.
5-8 years from now, no, I could get him to play like a birthday party or something. Well, not a bar mitzvah. No, I mean, you give him a couple of grand, you get him to come by the house.
You're like a celebrity, so you could, they'd probably play your birthday party. They'd hook that up for you.
Yeah.
Imagine if I was a millionaire, I could.
We'll play your birthday party if you'd like.
All right, Jason.
Yeah.
You guys play my birthday?
My girlfriend has, when she was a freshman in college, and her dorm roommate brought to her attention the notion of TMJ, something called TMJ, some condition of the jaw locking during oral sex.
Well, no, that's a separate thing. Your jaw can dislocate and lock.
Okay,
that's not TMJ. You can predispose you to TMJ, and TMJ can predispose you to that dislocation. But TMJ is just painful arthritis in your joint, the jaw joint.
Yeah, what is that? What is that?
Temporomandibular joint syndrome.
What's that, ma'am?
Mandibular.
Mandibular. All right.
See, she kind of complains to me now that you know, a few minutes into oral sex or whatnot, she is saying that, you know, her jaw hurts and she's afraid of it locking because her dorm roommate had it lock on her once while she was performing oral sex on her.
Oh, that's good.
First off,
no excuses.
Just seek this roommate out and kill her.
To
put her down. That's number one, because she's spreading this kind of poison around.
All men.
Yes, that's right.
Terrible theory.
Not a jury in the land would convict you either.
That's impossible. That can't happen.
And then, did she give you a BJ and you have an orgasm?
No, she can't go long enough. She can go probably 5 to 10 minutes, but I need probably 15 to 20.
That's, yeah, well, here's
so you're not a small guy then.
No, she just doesn't want to go that long.
And by the way, 15 to 20 is a pretty lengthy BJ.
Yeah, anybody would have TMJ problems after that.
Oh yeah,
even Adam.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Even me. All right. So, how about you? Instead of adding to her time, you shave some precious minutes off of your time.
Yeah, like I'm all
maybe.
For it.
Yeah. Well, what can we do about that?
Do you think you can do that? Just get psyched up.
Yeah, you gotta put your mind in the game.
Just get pumped, man. You know.
You're not hungry.
I heard you guys say that you can, desensitize, the region by not touching it for a few days prior.
That works.
Right?
Yeah, it's hard to imagine, Jason, but yeah, that's right.
Yeah, all right. Basically, if I'm beaten off too many times in a row before she gets there, it's going to be desensitized before she gets to it.
Yeah. She's just hanging out before
sometimes,
she shows up.
Sometimes
just
it's just like,
awesome.
She's coming, so you're just like, you know what, I'm going to wait because this is going to be much better than my hand.
Yeah.
Put it off.
Jason's like, are you kidding?
All right. Jason has a plan. It's unclear what it is.
Big Joseph's J-O jack-off in him.
Yeah, she's only 15 or 20. Her roommate said, and by the way, we've had a lot of people call this show where they go, somebody said you can get pregnant through anal sex, like all the somebody said people. It's sort of there with I read on the internet that people. Right. It's a bad sign.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Stacy, who's 23. Stacy?
Hi.
What's up?
Oh, not too much. I was calling. I got called last week from my gynecologist, and she said that I had an abnormal pap smear.
Uh-huh.
And, yuck. And when I asked her what it could be, she said it was probably HPV.
Right. Oh. That's what causes abnormal pap, basically.
Right.
We're at $3,800, sweetie.
What?
Yeah. You're local. You're over in Pasadena?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that will shave 1500 right off the top, but the HPV scare is really going to put me up.
What's HPV?
That's the warts. That's the warts, so I'll be wearing a condom.
But you'll wear a condom, Adam. You'll be all right.
All right, let me adjust that. I'll get you down 2750.
Part to my question.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Hold on. A lot of attitude there. We're going back up to 2975.
No, please.
Okay.
No, but the question is that I've only had sex with my boyfriend, and he's what I guess would be called like a high-risk sexual partner. He was kind of like a slut back in the day.
Wait a minute. You
high-risk sexual partner.
You've only been with one guy?
Yeah.
But he's like a Haitian cross-dressing junkie or what's up?
No, I don't know. He was just in the Air Force, so he had sex with strange women.
This is tough because you've only been with one guy. The one guy you've been with is the gay stewardess who brought the AIDS over. we're still at 29.75. We're still at 29. So I'm holding at that. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So,
what's your question?
But we've always used condoms, and it's never broken. So I'm kind of wondering if my gynecologist is either mistaken, or how else can you get HPV if you're probably not transmitting it? I guess the condom's not breaking, so no.
Always, yes, it depends how. I guess it's possible through oral sex, but I've never seen that.
Does he do a good job with the oral sex?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Pretty good, but not great?
No, he's good.
He's pretty bad, not sounding huh? so good.
She's got nothing to compare.
He's real good.
I've done that before. I'm not. Yeah, I know.
So he's... Oh, we just... That went up.
But he's never had any warts, and I don't know if... I know there's a lot of different kinds, so I'm just kind of wondering if it's like... It'll just go through the condom or whatever, or could I not have it?
He doesn't have to have any visible warts to carry the virus. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it can get sort of from around the base of the penis. The condom doesn't go all the way to the base.
Okay.
And the wart is a hard one to prevent transmission with the condom. The transmission rate is reduced with the condom, but it's a hard one to prevent.
Okay.
All right.
Does that stick with you? I mean, is that?
It depends. Yeah, the ones that cause the cervical cancers are the ones that do tend to persist. Some of them go away over 5 or 10 years.
Right.
But the ones that stay around are going to be a problem. And you just got to get regular pap smears and stay on top of
it. Stacy. Yeah.
Yes.
What are you? Are you going to college? You're working?
No, I'm in law school.
No law. You're smart cookie. I'm going to move. I'm going to see if I can work on this number here. I get it down to about 2650.
Oh, bring it way down from there. Come on.
What does that mean? He's
going to, if you pay him the amount of money that
I'll come by.
He'll come over and spend a weekend with you.
Oh,
yeah, I mean,
get rid of the Haitian.
Yeah.
You understand, if I did corporate gigs, I'd probably be getting 10 times this much. Yeah. You understand? So I'm cutting you a break. How tall are you?
5'4".
5'4"? What are you coming in at?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, but you won't believe me anyway. 115.
115. No, I believe
that's reasonable.
You.
That sounds reasonable.
Well, you just said bye to $326.
Wait, how big is it?
5'8", 105.
How big is the Air Force boyfriend?
Yes, big guy?
No, he's like 5'10".
They didn't?
He's got a complex about being short.
No, really? When it's Napoleon.
9, I'm in trouble, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, under average, I don't know.
Ooh, all right, we'll see how it is, Stacey.
Oh, is the flyboy big?
I don't think you're under average, Andrew. Hey, I appreciate that, bro.
Does your boyfriend have a big honker?
Actually, he does.
Okay, forget it.
How big?
I looked at my schedule. It's not, not working. We can't squeeze you in. It's going to be a while.
Now, Stacey must be at SC. If she's
where are you going to school?
I don't want to tell because then, I go to SC, I do.
No. Yeah, she doesn't.
That was really quick from I don't want to tell. Same sentence.
I think that she was deflecting.
We're going to, that big dork, that's a deal breaker for me. Well, I got too much business I can do around country without this.
About the humiliation. You know
what I mean? I don't need that.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
Yeah.
You understand? I didn't work to get where I am to come sliding in after some guy with a pain came between his legs ring a dinner bell.
No reason to remind
you of
that.
No.
You don't deserve that.
That's an attack. That's an insult. Yeah. I don't need that. Nobody needs that. I like when people do that. I don't need that. Nobody needs that. I really speak for everyone on the planet. Huh? Okay, something corporate in studio tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's the good doctor, Dr. Drew. Brian, William, and Andrew all here from Something Corporate. I forgot how much I love these guys, Drew.
Aw. Making us all fuzzy.
It's been over a year.
Yeah, it has.
That's
amazing.
Yeah.
We were in the old studios last time.
Yeah. Did you actually go to the old studio by accident tonight,
tonight
William?
Tonight I actually drove to the old studio because I looked at the email and it said Venice. And I'm like, it's the same old place. And so I drove there and I'm like, wait, this isn't. Right.
Not working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to make that clear.
Yeah.
Fire your people. We'll fire ours. We'll start fresh.
Sounds good.
Joe?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, I like porn, but my wife doesn't.
Yeah.
She doesn't, she just thinks it's wrong. But
does she not like the... You watch? She not only doesn't appreciate it, she doesn't like that you watch it. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
A little complex there for Joe, I guess.
All right.
She's not too harsh about it. She just doesn't want to watch it.
All right.
She doesn't want to watch it with you.
Right. The thing is, though, that she's, prude when it comes to the sexual department. I mean, it's... The thing that bothers me is that I can't touch her with my hand. She'll let me, we have fine sex life, but I can't touch her at... turns her off, she pulls away. It's kind of odd, and I was wondering, what the deal with that was.
You touch her anywhere?
No, just in the general area.
Oh, really? I think I could pass that eventually.
Yeah, no,
pass that. You get over that.
I'm past the finger banging phase of my life. I'm through with that. We could hang. You get to touch her with your penis. That's all, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Huh? Yeah. What's Yeah. What else? She has boobs are so big she can't stand up, and she makes so much money you don't know where to put it all.
No, that's just about it.
All right. Was anything happened to her? Was she molested or anything, or abused?
Yeah, she said something about that.
Yeah, it sounds like that.
Trying to go a little deeper with that.
Yeah, oh, by the way.
Yeah.
You did mention that.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, well, who did this, do you know?
Who? Family, I guess, cousin.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right, so that she's been traumatized.
She's real vague about it.
Yeah. All right. You might, yeah.
What?
I was just thinking.
Really probably, want to pull the scab off this one?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Probably not, Joe shouldn't be the one.
It's an ugly scab, but you could get infected if you yank it
off.
That's
right.
Now,
you're right.
You know?
I agree with you. I agree.
Hey, Joe, she ever got any therapy?
Not that I'm aware of.
That would be a good plan right there.
Therapy is, just by the way, because I know a lot of folks aren't, you know, calling from New York or Los Angeles. That is where there's a Jewish guy who has patches on the sleeves of his sport coat. And he sits there and he scratches his chin while you cry and weep openly about what happened to you as a young person. And then you give him $90 and you leave.
That can be effective.
Yeah. Joe, they have anything like that where you're from?
No. Well, I mean, I know there's psychiatrists.
Joe,
but...
Oh, okay. Are you? Did you pull over on the side of the road or something? What's going on there?
Yeah, I'm on the side of the road.
You drive a truck, Joe?
No, I just drive my car.
All right.
But are you outside of your car right now?
No, I just had the window down.
Okay. All right. Oh, just tempt us. You're calling from Colorado. What's the temperature over there?
Probably about 55.
Oh.
That'd be wonderful.
It was about 55 today, though.
Oh,
yeah, but at least it cools off at night.
Yeah, I'd rather be hot.
What do you do for a living, Joe?
I play in a band.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Good man.
Huh?
What do you do? What do you play?
Kind of like heavy metal, but ska mixed. So, you know, we got that reggae-type beat, but it's real real heavy.
What's the name of the band?
Reggae Rap.
No, Hardcore 30.
Hardcore 30.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Nothing funny or interesting about that. But
yeah, it's in Roman numerals.
Oh, I see.
Oh, that's totally
different.
It's
got the three X's at the end.
That's awesome.
There you go.
But everyone knows it says Hardcore Triple X, right?
Yeah.
See, because they think it's like a porn movie, right?
Right, it's Hardcore 30.
Hardcore 30.
Is that supposed to be like that because you dig porn?
Yeah, it's a double entendre.
All right. Stop. Joe.
So
you play the bass or the drums, though, right? You're no front man, right?
No, I play the drums, right?
Yeah,
right.
Okay. I can see you behind the kit there. Sorry, I know. But it's like, I couldn't be Joe's up there like, hey, I hear wherever we are loves to rock, okay? All right, then. This next one was written. My wife won't let her touch me. Wait a minute. I'm touched. She was molested. Okay. Joe, we got to get to the song, bud. Hold on.
I'm not done. I'll kick your ass.
I'm a charismatic front man. All right.
There we go.
Maybe if Joe Maybe if Joe goes to therapy, his wife goes to therapy, she'll lighten up on the porn a little bit.
Yeah, right.
That probably helped.
Yeah. Really? Oh, yeah, listen.
Or she'll leave Joe.
Chicks, that's the other thing, too. Sometimes they get sane and they split. You don't want them to get too sane.
You got to watch that close.
A little of that Stockholm syndrome is a good thing. You don't want them to start feeling too good about themselves. Eventually, they leave, right? They think they can do better. Yeah. Everybody's that way, by the way. As soon as they start feeling like they can do a little better, they want to trade up, right? Yeah. I mean, not that Hardcore 30 is not going to take off, but I know this band's due to hit any second.
Kristen,
now,
18.
Kristen?
Yes.
You're 18?
Yep.
What's up?
First of all, Drew, you are my hero.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
And that's that.
All right.
No. Actually, I'm calling because I'm like the hugest fan of Son the Corporate.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Like, I am in Michigan right now, actually, and it's like 2:45 in the morning.
Wow.
And I just went out and bought the new album.
You like
oh,
it?
Gosh, yeah. Thank you.
I guess it's kind of early, so.
Nice. How but, cold is
what's
it?
What's your favorite
Michigan?
Song?
And come what's on. Your favorite song?
God.
What's the temperature and what's your favorite song?
The temperature is like half past freezing.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. Yeah.
Doesn't that drop your price down quite a bit?
Yeah.
You're coming out. You're just going.
Yeah, I'm coming out there.
Free.
But, yeah, exactly.
How hot is it out there?
It's 103.
Real
hot.
That's
yeah.
ridiculous.
Yes. Ridiculous, yeah.
Yeah, well, when Something Corporate comes out on November 29th, they can experience the freezingness of Michigan.
Yeah, we'll be out there. What, yeah. Clutch Cargos or where,
yep.
right? Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Where is that?
Day.
Ann Arbor?
Pontiac.
It's Detroit.
Mm-hmm. It's in Pontiac.
It's a club no, called
Pontiac,
Clutch Cargo?
I love yeah. that. Do you guys know what that refers to?
It's a cartoon.
I heard yesterday.
Well, it wasn't yes, even a cartoon. It's cardboard little... figures with human mouths.
Yeah, they would actually put it in mouth.
Yeah,
a human mouth.
Like the beginning of SpongeBob. The beginning of SpongeBob.
Right.
Pirate thing.
Right.
Our bass players, we call him Clutch. So
we're what actually was excited. Excited. It's going to be like that. Clutch's day for
what
the
was Clutch Cargo's dog's name?
I don't know. Drew.
Paddlefoot.
Wow.
Yeah, old.
Kristen.
Yeah.
All right. So what's up? You got a question for the band?
I'm actually thinking like. What made you change the mood in, like, the album? Like, it seems like this one's a little more mellow than, like, Kissing Drunk Girls and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, totally. I don't know. I think a lot of that has to do with writing, you know, half the songs on that last record when, you know, we were 16 or 17 years old.
We were
you know, you know, not to say that that doesn't still exist and there isn't still, you know, that you won't ever see that side of us or anything like that. But I just think this record ended up kind of writing itself in a different way. I can't really explain it. We weren't really. I don't think we're really trying to do anything in particular. It just kind of came out this way.
That last record, which was our first, is a collection of songs from like a big period of time. You know, from pretty young to right before we made the record. And this one was obviously a collection of songs that had happened that we had put together and that you know, were written right before we made this record. So it's kind of more of a you know, captures more of a certain time in our lives. And also I think it has to do with where we recorded too, just the vibe and the mood we had when we were doing it.
Hey, Kristen?
Mm-hmm.
That'll have to answer your question. I was going to ask you if that answered your question, but I've decided it has.
We got to go. We got to break. All
right, you enjoy those Arctic
thanks,
temperatures
Kristen, take
over
care.
There.
Thanks, Kristen.
Bye, thank you.
We'll be right back after this. Well, that's the show, everybody. What a delight. Something Corporate, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Pleasure.
New CD is out now. It's called North. You can get it, and we suggest that you do. Thanks a lot for coming back,
thanks
guys.
Thanks for having us.
Come
thank
back
you guys.
Anytime, you. And until next time, it's Adam Kroller for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Now listen up, everyone who wants to kill a teenager.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.